Today's daf is Vachin Daf Memches, and we are at the top line of Daf Memches on Rav. So yesterday we began the fifth perek of the Masechta, perek Ezeo Mekoimon. Ezeo Mekoimon discusses some of the details of how and where and when Karbonos were brought. And the Mishnah began, Ezeo Mekoimon Shal Zvachin, Kachei Kadoshin, Shchitasim Betzafin. Kachei Kadoshin, the Shechita and the Kabbalah, as the Gemara said, has to be in the Tzofen part of the Azara. Then the Mishnah began discussing specific types of Kachi Kedoshim. Par Vitzor Shal Yom HaKippurim. And then at the end of the Mishnah discussed Parim HaNesrafim U'Seirim HaNesrafim. In other words, the Mishnah began with a type of Kachi Kedoshim, the Karban Chatas, specifically the Chatoyis HaPnimiyos, the five Chatoyis HaPnimiyos. Says the Gemara, Mechti Tzofen Ba'ilaksev, the Iker Halacha of Tzofin, the Torah does not mention by the Karban Chatos, rather the Torah mentions by the Karban Oila. And if that's the case, Nisni Oila B'Reisha, so wouldn't it make sense for the Torah to first mention Reisha? The Pasuk that mentions Tzofin is in Vayikra Perak Aleph Pasuk Yud Aleph. V'shochat oisay al yerecha mizbeach tzofin olifnei Hashem. V'zork b'nei harki anisat damay al mizbeach tzofin. So we're talking about the Karban Oila. That's the first Oila, first Karban mentioned in the Torah. And it says v'shochat oisay al yerecha mizbeach tzofin. So being that the Karban that the Torah mentions the halach of Tzofin by is the Oila. Everything else is going to be learned out from the Oila. So it would seem logical that if you're going to begin Perek Ezeo Mekoimon with the halacha of Tzofin, you should start with the Karban Oila. So it says the Gemara, why did the Torah begin? Or why did the Mishnah begin with the Karban Chatas? Zok the Gemara, I did the Asi Midrasha Chavivile. Because you find this idea in Shas that being that it's so poshut that the Karban Oila needs Tzofin, it's a chiddush that the Chatas needs Tzofin. Chatas is learned out from a drasha from Oila. So the Tana has a chavivus to the idea that Chatas needs Tzofin. Therefore, he started with something that was chaviv to him, which is the Karban Chatas. Let it say the Chatas chitzoyne bereisha, because we're going to see in the second part of the daf, the Gemara is going to bring all the Mekoiris that you know that Chatas is like an Oila, and just like Oila needs Tzofin, Chatas also needs Tzofin. But those Mekoiris are all by the Chatas hachitzoynias. We'll see. But if the Iker drasha that Chatas needs Tzofin is by the Chatas Chitzoyna, then even if you want to start with the Chatas, start with the Chatas Chitzoyna. So the Gemara says, I did the Nichnas Dom on the Fnai Velefnim Chavivale. That there's a certain Chavivos for the Chatois Apnimios, specifically for the Parvisar Shalim Akipurim, because its Dom went Lefnai Velefnim, a little less so for the Par Koy Mashiach and the Par Halam Dovah Shal Tzibur, because its Dom also went Lefnim. It was in the Heichol, there were even Hazois on the Paroiches. Again, there's a Svara of the Tana wants to begin this conversation with something that's chaviv to him. It's more chaviv for him to talk about the chatas than it is the oila, because the oila is beforeish, the chatas is asile midrasha, and it's more chaviv for him to talk about the chatois apnimiyos, because its dam was nichnas lefnim. Bottom line is that the halach of tzofin applies not just to the chatas, it applies to all Kachi Kadoshim. The makar to it is the carbon oila. Stating that, we begin with the carbon chat. It says the Gemara. Okay, so what's the makar? What is this pasuk that it says by oila that teaches me the halacha of tzafim? Says the Gemara. It says v'shachat oisal yarecham esbeach tzafoina, and that's clearly talking about the carbon oila. And from there, we learn that every carbon oila needs to be bitzafim. Says the Gemara. Ashkecha ben zayin ben baka minalon. So the truth is, really, in order to fully appreciate this morning's daf, you have to be familiar with the Torah Shabbat. So we don't have the time to get too familiar with it right now. But the first carbon that the Torah talks about is the carbon oila. The Torah says that if a person chooses to bring a carbon oila, it could be min habakar or min hatzoyin. And then the Torah describes what the hakrava should be like if it's min habakar. Then the Torah describes what the hakrava should be like if it's min hatzoyin. The imin hatzoyin karbonai, it's when the Torah is describing the carbon oila that's brought min hatzoyin, that the Torah says, v'shachat oisoy al yerech hamizbeach tzofoyna. In other words, so we have a mefurish, a pasuk in the Torah, this pasuk that the Gemara just brought, v'shachat oisoy al yerech hamizbeach tzofoyna lefnei Hashem, to tell me that an oila needs tzofin. But if you look at the psukim, if you just maver sedra, chumash rashi, you'll see that that pasuk is describing an oila that's brought min hatzoyin. The Torah never said that an oila that's brought min habakar also has to be bitzafin. So says the Gemara, Ashkecha ben zayin ben baka minalon amakro. It says ve'im min hatzayin. There's two parashiyos true regarding the oila. There's the oila that's min habakar. There's the oila that's min hatzayin. But the parasha that begins V'im min hatzayin starts with the vav. It doesn't say im min hatzayin as if it's a new parasha. It's v'im min hatzayin. The vav is moisval inyan rishon v'ilamid elyon mitachtoin. And we learn something that it says in the parasha of im min hatzayin to the parasha that it says im min habakar. So just like im min hatzayin is a loch of tzofen as the pasuk just quoted, v'shachat oisal yerecham is be'ech. So too, when it comes to im parsha of min habakar, you're going to have the same halacha as well. But the Gemara says, "Honey, that's all good according to the mandam that holds that you can use a vav to be mechaber to parshas and learn a halacha from one parsha to another parsha." So again, we're learning the din tzofen that it says in the parsha of the im min hatzayin to the parsha of the im min habakar. But according to the mandama that holds Ein Lameidim, Ayikilameidim, the Tanya, who's this mandama? So the Gemara is now going to jump and bring a braisa, Machloikis Rabbi Akivin the Chachamim, regarding something unrelated. It's Kachim, but it's unrelated to the halacha of Kachim Kadashim Shchitasim B'Tzafin. The Gemara is going to bring this braisa because it thinks that in that braisa, there's a machloikis whether we darshan the vav or don't darshan the vav. That's the support to this kasha. Oh, nichel mandam lemedim. El mandam ein lemedim ayikilamema. Who's the mandama that holds lemedim? Who's the mandama that holds ein lemedim? The Gemara thinks it's this brisa. This brisa is going to take us to the bottom of the yomid. So we just started the daf and we're going to digress now literally for a half a daf, for an entire yomid. At the end, the Gemara is not even going to have such a mandama. The Gemara is going to say that machloikis Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim has nothing to do with whether we darshan the vav or we don't darshan the vav. But for now, we have a digression. So again, honey, that's all good if you dash in the vav. It says the im nefesh lechayev al sofik miilois ashem tali. So the context of this machloekis Rabbi Kiva the Chachamim is the halacha of the carbon ashem. So we know there were five people that brought a carbon ashem. The Torah goes through in the end of parashas Vayikra who exactly it is that has to bring this carbon ashem. The Torah is specifically talking about the asham miilois. And then the Ashram Tali. So Hashem Me'ilos was brought by somebody that was Mayel, Behektish, B'shoike. Ashram Tali was brought, if somebody had a suffix, whether he did an Avera, B'shoigig, Shazdoinakaris. In other words, if you have a suffix, if you have to bring a carbon chatas, if somebody eats chelav B'shoigig, he has to bring a carbon chatas. If someone has a suffix, if he ate chelav B'shoigig, he used to bring an Ashram Tali. Tali because it was Tolim and Ayasurim, and then later, if you ever found out for sure whether you ate the carbon chat, the Chelev, you now have a chiyuv to bring the carbon chata. So the Ashram Tali, it suspended any potential recourse that was going to come about from what took place. But the Torah writes these two parashas in succession. You have first the parasha of the Hashem Me'ilos, then you have the parasha of the Ashram Tali. And when the Torah mentions the Ashram Tali, right after the Torah mentions the parasha of the Hashem Me'ilos, it starts with a vav. Ve'im nefesh. And that's Mechaber, the parsha of the Ashram Me'ilos to the Ashram Tali. Says the Gemara, why did the Torah do that? Mechayav Asafik Me'ilos Ashram Tali, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, you know why? They teach me a chiddush, that if somebody has a Safik, whether he was Moil Behektish, B'shoigig, the halach is he brings an Ashram Tali. And that's really a very big chiddush. Because ordinarily, when do you bring an Ashram Tali? If you have a Safik, if you did something, Shezdoinoi Karas B'shoigig. If you have a Safik Chatas, then you bring an Ashram Tali. If somebody would be Mayel Behektish B'mezid, he wouldn't be Chayiv Karas. Which means if somebody is Mayel Behektish B'shoigig, he doesn't bring a Karas B'chatas. So if somebody has a Safik, if he was Mayel Behektish B'shoigig, you shouldn't have to bring an Ashram Tali. So the fact that there's an Ashram Tali by Mi'ila is a Chiddush. Says Rabbi Akiva, I understand. But it says Vav, Ve'im Nefesh is Mechaber, the parasha of Mi'ila, to the parish of Ashram Tali, l'chayev asafik me'ilos Ashram Tali. Chum and Petra, Chum disagree. Says the Gemara, my lab ha'hokim if you, what's the machloikis? Mar savar lemeidim. Umar savar ain lemeidim. This is why we're bringing this machloikis. Isn't the shayla whether you darshan the vav or you don't darshan the vav? Rabbi Akiva darshan's the vav, Chum and don't darshan the vav. Wrap up, another kuli yam lemeidim. Maybe everybody agrees lemeidim. Behind the time of the Rabbanon, you want to know why the Rabbanon hold that there's no Ashram Taloi by Me'ila, because Nemer kan mitzvahs, the Nemer bechatas chelav mitzvahs, ma'la halon dove shechayoven al zdoini karis, val shegigasi chatas afkan, shechayoven al zdoini karis, val shegigasi chatas. Because the Chachamim hold that there's a gzeira shava that teaches me that the only time you ever have Ashram Taloi is what the man on the street thinks, it's when you're over a safik chatas. So if you're over a safik, dove shezdoini karis b'shaigik, it's then that you have the halacha. I mean, it's not that they don't hold of the vav, they do hold of the vav. But whatever that makar is, which the Gemara says is a gzeira shava that teaches me that Ashram Tali applies only when chatas applies. It applies only for a davar shezdoinu karis. that overrides the Vav. So if it overrides the Vav, it's not that they don't hold it the Vav, they do hold it the Vav. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva agrees that there's a Gzeir Shava, but Rabbi Akiva doesn't use the Gzeir Shava to override the Vav. Why not? Because Ma'al Halam B'Kvua, Av Kam B'Kvua. He uses the Gzeir Shava between the word mitzvahs that it says by Hashem Tali and the word mitzvahs that it says in the parish of Chattas to teach me a different halacha, to teach me that the only time you bring an Hashem Tali is if you have a suffix davish is doinik karis, that had you done b'shoigig, you would have brought a Chattas kavua. Lafuke Chattas, the tumas mikdash v'kadash of the oil of Yairidu. If the Chattas that you would have brought, had you known for sure that you did the Avera B'Shoigig, would have been an Eil of a Yared. Then if you have a Suffolk, if you did that Avera, then you don't bring an Eil of a Yared. So Rabbi Akiva also acknowledges that there's a Gzeir Shava, and he understands conceptually at this point that the Gzeir Shava could override the Vav, but he holds the Gzeir Shava is not teaching me La Fuke Mi'iva. The Gzeir Shava is teaching me La Fuke Karban Eil of a Yared. V'Rabbanon, and Gzeir Shava the Machza. The Rabbanon say, once you have Gzeir Shava, you have Gzeir Shava. Meaning if the Gzeir Shava between the parasha of Oshem Tolui and the parasha of Chattas is a real Gzeir Shava, that just like you use it to tell me Davka Chattas Kavua, because that's where it says mitzvahs by Chattas, it also teaches me Davka Dovash as Doinik Karas, because every Chattas is only by a Dovash as Doinik Karas, as opposed to a Karbonite of a Yairid, but also as opposed to Mi'ilah. Rabbi Akiva, Faith the Gemara, good taino. Nami ain't Gzeir Shava the Machzah. So the Gemara says, Enochinami. You're right. Rabbi Akiva must acknowledge that. So what does Rabbi Akiva hold? Rabbi Akiva Sava, Ve'im Nefesh, Ksiv, Vav, Moisiv, Al Inyan Rish. It must be Rabbi Akiva holds to the Vav. But the Gemara says, Rabbanan Nami, Oksiv, Ve'im Nefesh. Rabbanan also seemed to hold to the Vav. Lema Bahaka Miflagi. Maybe this is the Machlaikis. The Gemara is just working this out. The Mar Sava Hekish Adiv, Umar Sava Gzeir Shava Adiv. So says the Gemara, should we walk away from this Machlaikis saying that everybody maybe holds to the Vav, like the Gemara suggesting right now, meaning nobody disagrees that there's a concept of a Vav Moisef, and Vav can be makish to parshias, and we can learn out halachas one from the others. As it relates to our sugya, we're going to come back to it soon with Tzofen. Everybody holds to the Vav. Here, the reason there's a machlokes of keeping the Chachamim, whether we connect the parish of Hashem Eilos and the parish of Hashem Tali, is because over here, in addition to the Vav, there's also a Gzeir Shava, and ordinarily a Gzeir Shava the Mechza. So the Gzeir Shava should teach me that the only time there's an Eil of Yerid is Dumi the Chattas, which means it has to be a Dovash is Dainik Karas, as opposed to the parish of the Mi'ilah. Now, the Rabbanan hold of the Gzeir Shava, Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold of the Gzeir Shava. It's not because they're arguing conceptually whether there's something called Gzeir Shava. Everyone knows something called Gzeir Shava. It's not because they're arguing conceptually whether there's something called Vav. Maybe, like the Gemara is suggesting now, everybody holds it a Vav. The Shaila is, if there's a question, if I have to pick and choose, I have to pick the Vav or pick the Gzeir Shava, that's the Shaila. Rabbi Akiva holds Vav Adiv. So Vav Adiv, this Chibur, the Hekish between the parish of Hashem Tali and Hashem Eilos, is Adiv from the Gzeir Shava, and it tells me that there is Hashem Tali by Me'ilah. Whereas Rabbanan holds Gzeir Shava Adiv, that even though there's a Vav, and ordinarily I'm okay darshitting the Vav, but over here I have Gzeir Shava that tells me that the only time you have the Halacha of Asham Tali is when it's Dumya Dechatas, but the Gemara says, La, it could be the Kuliyama, the Hekesh Adif. Maybe everybody holds Vav would ordinarily supersede the Gzeir Shava. Rami Lach Rabbanan, the Rabbanan are going to tell you that over here, the reason I'm not darshing the Vav is because I use the Vav different than the way Rabbi Akiva does. Meaning, the Rabbanan agreed that there's a Vav, and the Vav would override the Gzeir Shava. So that if the Vav came head on with the Gzeir Shava, they would agree, let's go with the Vav. Over here, the Rabbanon are going to darshan the Vav, and they're going to darshan the Gzeir Shava. They're going to use the Vav differently. As a result, there's no head-on contradiction between the Vav and the Gzeir Shava, and it's for that reason the Rabbanon end up having the Gzeir Shava. Meaning, they're going to use the Vav for something else. What are they going to use it? To teach me, Tachtoin, Me'elyoin, La'osham, the Kesef Shkolin, to tell me that just like Asham Me'ilois, the carbon itself had to be worth at least Kesef Shkolin, so too the Asham Tali had to be worth at least Kesef Shal. So this is an idea that you find throughout Seder Kachin. When the Gemara talks about different karbanos that had different chumras, the Gemara says, Mala Asham Sheken Yesh LeKitzvah. There was a minimum dollar amount that the Asham had to be worth. It's based on a pasuk in the Torah. The Torah says that the carbon Asham had to be worth Kesef Shkolin. Now that pasuk that says the minimum dollar amount that every Asham had to cost in order for it to be Mechaper, it says by the Asham Me'ilos. It doesn't say it by the Asham Tali. How do I know that Asham Tali also has his halacha? I know it from that Vav. And Shaloi Toimar, you could have thought in Svara that maybe there is no minimum. Why? Nice Svara. So maybe Shaloi Tehei Sveke Chomer Mivadre. Because Ma Vadoi Chatos Bazdanka Av Sveke Asham Bardanka. A Chatos which is brought when you know for sure you are over a dovish is doing a chorus b'shogeg. Doesn't have to have a minimum dollar amount. It could be a bastanka. It could be nothing. You got a good deal, good for you. But, so does it make sense now that the asham, which is brought when you have a suffix, if you have to bring a carbon chattas, should have a dollar amount? So it's a very good svara to argue that maybe there's no kitzvah when it comes to the asham tali. That's what the Vav is coming to teach me. So the Rabbanim agree with the Vav. Again, nobody's arguing that you darshan the Vav. As it relates to our sugya, again, as we'll come back to it, there's a Vav. The Vav is Mechaber, the Parshav in Menatzayin, the Parshav in Ben Bakar. Isn't there a Machlekes we're keeping the Rabbanon? There is a Machlekes. And the Machlekes is not whether you darshan the Vav. It's not even whether Gzeirah Shav is Adif than Vav. Vav is Adif than Gzeirah Shav. The question is, how do you learn the Vav? The question is, do you use the Vav to teach me that you have an Ashim Tali by Me'ila, even though it's not a Davish Zayin Karis? Or, like the Rabbanon are suggesting now, what I use the Vav for is to tell me that even the Ashim Tali has a kitzvah, just like the Ashim Milois. Why would you have thought not? Because the Chattas doesn't have a kitzvah. And the Ashim Tali is brought when you have a Safik Chattas. So Yehei Sveker Chomem Bivadoi, says the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva Haisvar Minole. Rabbi Kiva uses the Vav in the other direction to teach me the halacha of Ashim Tali by Mi'ila. How does Rabbi Akiva know the halacha of kitzvah when it comes to Asham Tali? Says the Gemara, he learns it from somewhere else. Says Zois Teres Asham, Teres Achas Achal Asham. He says the Hekish, all the Ashamis are compared to each other. So once you know one Asham, Asham Eilois, has the halach of Kitzvahs, I know the other Ashamis as well. Tenech Mandis Le Teres, Mandis Le Teres, Mayikil Meimar. But really, it's a Machloikis. Rashi says the Sugi is a Menachas Taf Gimel Amid Beis, but the Gemara brings the Machloikis Tanam whether you dash in Teres. If you don't dash in this Hekish, how you get to know it? So the Gemara says Gama Be'erkecha Be'erkecha. This is Gzeres Shav. Tenech Hechid Dixiv Be'erkecha Asham Shif Charuf at the Lakes of Be'erkecha Mayikil. Okay, so be'erkecha can actually help me for this Gemara. It says be'erkecha by Asham Talui. So I have Gzeira Shava between Asham Tal and Asham Eilois. But there's another Asham, says the Gemara, FYI, that Asham Shifcha Charufa, where it doesn't say Be'erkecha, and if you don't Darshan Toiras, how am I going to know that? There, says the Gemara, Gomar Be'el Be'el. Asham Shifcha Charufa has a different Gzeira Shava, Be'el Be'el. Bottom line is that why we get into the Shail of Asham Eilois and Asham Toloi and Asham Shifcha Charufa ready by the end of the Yomid. So the reason we got into this is because the Gemara was discussing the halacha of Kachay Kadashim Shchitasim Betzaf. Where does it say Kachay Kadashim Shchitasim Betzaf? And it says it one time in the Torah. It says it by the Korban Oyla, specifically the Imen Atsoyin Korban Oy. Korban Oyla could be Men HaBakar, Men Atsoyin. It's also an Oyla Sa'ayv, but in terms of Oylas Behema, it could be Men HaBakar, or it could be Men Atsoyin. The Imen Atsoyin Korban Oy, etc. V'shachat Oysoy Al Yerech HaMizbeach, Tzafoyim Elifnei Hashem. So says the Gemara, so I know an Oyla that's Men Atsoyin. What about an Oyla Men HaBakar? It says V'im Men Atsoyin, right after the parsha of Im Men HaBakar. The Vav is Mechaber, the two parshiyos, Yilmud, Elyon mitachtoin, that just like Minatzoin has to be Betzafim, Minabakar too. The Gemara said, does everybody hold of this Vav? Isn't that the beer in the Machlekes Rabbi Kiva, the Rabbanon? Whether or not Safik Me'ila, you bring an Ashram Talui? So the Gemara says, no, it's not the Machlekes. Everybody agrees, Rabbi Kiva, and the Rabbanon, that you bring Ashram Talui when you have a Safik Me'ila. What then is the Shaila? The Shaila is something else. The Shaila is whether or what. The Gemara had different suggestions, but bottom line is, as it relates to our sugya, there is no machlokes. Everybody agrees with it. Everybody agrees with it. Aliba the kuliyama, this could be the makar. That concludes part one of the daf. Part two. Chatos minolon. How do you know that a carbon chatos needs tzofin? The first example of kachi kadashim shchitasim v'tzofin that the Mishnah bring was the carbon chatos, specifically the chatos apnimis. So the Gemara said, why we started with chatos, even though the makar is not chatos? But okay, but so what is the makar by chatos? So the Gemara, the chsev, it says v'shachat es chatos b'makom ha'ilo. It says by the chatos yochid v'shachat es chatos b'makom ha'ilo. We just said, where do you bring the carbon ha'ilo? B'tzofin. That's the case. That means that the carbon chatos has to be brought b'tzofin as well. The truth is, before we start this next Gemara, it's just kedai to remember that not all chatos were created equally. Meaning there's many different types of carbon chatos, and it's very relevant for this Gemara right now. The classic case of chatos is what the Gemara always refers to as a chatos yochid. A person is over an aver b'shoigig, an aver that had he done the mezid, he would have been chayv karas. The halacha is, he brings a carbon chatos. The Torah, in Parashas Vayikra, says that yochid, that poshuti yid, that's coming to the Beis HaMikdash now to bring his carbon chatos, had a choice. The carbon could be either a kizba, a female sheep, or a se'ira, a female goat. But he had two choices, and the Torah mentions the parsha of Imin Akizba Karbanai, if Seira is Karbanai, but it's two options. You can bring either a Kizba or a Seira. Additionally, you have the parsha of the Chatas Nasi. If the Nafsi did the Avera, so the Torah says that he too brings a Karban Chatas. Again, if it's a Dovish, he's doing a Karas B'shoigig. But he didn't bring a Kizbor, a Seira. His animal had to be a male, not a female. And it had to be a goat. It had to be a Sawyer. Then you had the Par Koyin Mashiach. The Par, and the Par Helam Dovish Al-Tzibor. That's when the Avera that was done B'shoigig was done by Shigigas Hayra, Par Halam Davash Al Tzibur, Rav of Klai Yisrael did it, the Par Koy Mashiach, who was the Koyin Gadol, the B'Shem and HaMishcha. You had the Sar of Avodas Kechavin. If the Avera that Rav of Klai Yisrael did was Avodas Zara, in addition to the Par, there was a Sar. You had the Par Vesar Shiyam HaKippurim that we spoke so much about recently. You had the Chatas Metzaira. Metzaira had to bring a Karban Chatas. You had the Chatas Nazar. Nazar had to bring a Karban Chatas. That is not related to a Dovish Shizbeinu Karas B'Shegi. That's just part of his Tahira, part of his Kapara. Chatas Nachshon, the Nesiyim. Last week's parasha, parasha's Nosai. But yeah, Makrives Karbonai, they brought their Karbonis. Series of Echol Echatas. One of the things they brought was a Karban Chatas. Then you had the Musafin and the Karbonis that were brought. And Yontif, there were many Chatois that were brought. So the bottom line is there were many different Chatois that were brought. And as we're going to see, all the Chatois, maybe, had a Halacha of Tzofin. And we're going to need Mekairis to help us out over here to figure out these different types of chatos. Either way, so the Gemara begins. Chatos minol in the bayit zofin. Dechsev v'shachatos achatos b'makom ha'ilo. Now, where does it say that? It says that with regards to a chatos yochid, a yochid that didn't have erev b'shoigik shezdoin ekares and is bringing a seira. So the halacha is the pasuk says bring the chatos and shechta b'makom ha'ilo. So it's very clear b'makom ha'ilo, which is zofin. Ashkechon shchita kabbala binolon. How do you? How about kabbalah? So the Gemara, the Chassid, it says v'loka chakoy midam achatos. Right after that, it says zofin. It says v'loka chakoy midam achatos. V'loka is going back on b'makom ha'ilo. And if the makom ha'ilo is zofin, so that's how I know the kabbalah of achatos also has to be zofin. Mekabel atzma minolon. How do you know that the mekabel himself, the koyin that's doing the avoda, he too had to be in zofin, as opposed to the koyin being in Darim and just extending his hand into Tzofin to do the Kabbalah. A makro, it says v'lokach, and we learn from there lo yikach. V'lokach teaches me lo yikach that he should take himself. Rashi says sarseu lemafreya. Just play around with the words v'lokach, not vav and then lamid, but rather lamid and then vav. Lo yikach, so to speak, that he himself has to be in Tzofin as well. Ashkel mitzvah lakiminayin. Okay, so I have a makar that it's l'katchila. It's a mitzvah. Anytime it says something in kashrut one time, it's l'mitzvah. You need it to say it twice in order for it to be l'bikuva. How do you know tzofin is ma'akav by the karban chatos? So the Gemara says krachir nixiv. It says another pasuk. It says v'shachat oisoi b'mokoyim asher yishachat esa oila. Now that pasuk is also talking about a karban chatos. It's talking about the chatas nasi. V'tanya we learned to the brayso. So heichan oila nishchata b'tzofin. Where is the oila? It says v'shachat oisoi b'mokoyim asher yishachat esa oila. The oila we know is nishchat and tzofin. So avzeh itself. Fake the Gemara. V'chini kana talami. This is the makar. V'aloi kvar nemen. There's another pasuk that says b'mokoyim asher tishachet oila tishachet achatas. Now that pasuk is a third pasuk, and that pasuk's in Parashat Tzav. It's talking about all the chatois. I'll read the pasuk. Dabra laharim v'albanav lemar. Zois teres achatos. All chatois. B'mokoyim asher tishachet oila tishachet achatos lefnei Hashem. Kodesh Kodashim Hi. So this is a general pasuk, Zois Teres Achatas, that's talking about all the Chatois. The time is the Gemara. Why do I need, this is a Brisa, a pasuk by Chatas Nasi? Don't I have a general pasuk? V'chi mikana talomid, v'aloi kfar nema b'mokim asher tishachet ha'ilu tishachet achatas. Halom hazeh, lama yotza. So why then did the Torah tell me, halacha by Chatas Nasi, l'kfay ala mokim? It's coming to teach me, she'im loy shachta v'tzofin pasul. It's coming to tell me, a shina ha'kosov la'akev. Says the Gemara, ato ima l'kach yotza. You tell me that the Torah is telling it to me for Shina Kosov La'aki V'chatas Nasi. Maybe Faker. Maybe what the Torah is telling me is that even though there's a general pasuk, this pasuk of Chatas Kloli in Parashat Sab, Zoyis Torah Achatas B'Makom Asher Tishachet Oila Tishachet Achatas, which would seem to suggest at first glance that all the Chatois need Tzofin. Don't get misled by that pasuk. It's Dafka by the Nasi. And what's the basis to say that? Because if you look at the pasuk that it says by the Chatas Nasi, it says V'Shachat Oisoi. This is very important for the Hemshech of the Daf. Oisoi, maybe it, as opposed to anything else. So it says the Gemara, Einoi Elosh Zeh Ta'un Sofen Vein Achat Ta'un Sofen, an emphasis because it says, Oisoi Talmud Loimar, V'shachat Es Achatas B'mokim Ha'oilo. It says, by the Chatos Yochid, if the event that the Yochid chose to bring a Seira, that's the first pasuk the Gemara brought. It says, V'somach es yodei al rosh achatos, v'shochat es achatos. Why does it say the word achatos again? V'somach yodei al rosh achatos, and then again, v'shochat es achatos, zebono of, the extra word achatos comes to teach me, l'chol achatoy shiur tunay sofen. That when it says, v'parish es savzo yus teres achatos, v'makam v'shati shokat oy v'shochat achatos, it means all the achatos. The extra word achatos by the Seira's achatos Yochid teaches me that every single chatos is going to need tzafen. If that's the case, v'shachat oisai that it says by the chatos nasi can't be coming to be b'mayit all the other chatos. What then is it coming to tell me? Must be that it's coming to tell me that by the chatos nasi it's ma'akev, says the Gemara. So again, we have a makar now that a chatos has to be b'tzafen. There's a general pasuk in Parashat Tzav, zoyis teres hachatos b'mokim asher tishochet ta'olot tishochet hachatos. And we know from the extra word chatos in the pasuk of Siras Chatos Yochid that every single chatos is included in that pasuk. When it says Zoyis Teres Chatos, it means what you think it means. Every single one. The Gemara's question was, but la'akiv minolan. How do you know that it's ma'akiv? Does it say it twice? So we're chatos nasi, we found a pasuk where it says it twice. It says the Gemara Ashkechom the mitzvah. We found a mitzvah, the din l'katchila, for every single chatos needing tzafen. La'akiv. Ashkechom sir nasi bein la'mitzvah bein la'akiv. You find sir nasi la'mitzvah la'akiv. You have the general pasuk, and you have the shina kos of la'akiv that it says by the chatos nasi. Shar chatos nami ashkechom mitzvah. Every other chatos I also have a mitzvah. La'akiv minolan. How do I know la'akiv by all the other ones? So says the Gemara, the Chsib b'kizva, b'kziv b'seira. Because in addition to the extra pasuk that it says by the Chatas Nasi, there's two other extra psukim. One by the Seira of the Chatas Yachid, that's the pasuk the Gemara quoted, and one by the Kizba of the Chatas Yachid. It says the same thing there. V'somach es yodei al reish hachatas, v'shochat oisa l'chatas, b'mkrim asher yish chatas oil. So if I have an extra one by Kizba, and I have an extra one by Seira, it's all these extra psukim teach me that every single chatos, it's going to be ma'akev. So the bottom line is, I know it l'katchilo, and I know la'akev. Says the Gemara, lo'isir lamali. The Gemara in the Braisa that it brought regarding the chatos nasi had a havamina that when the Torah singled out the din tzofein by the chatos nasi, it meant it dafka for the chatos nasi as opposed to other chatos. It was a havamina. It's not true, but there was such a havamina. What was the havamina based on? Because it says v'shachat oisoi. And oisoi, the Gemara thought maybe it's coming lafukei all the other chatos. It says the Gemara, elo oisoi lovely, if that's not what oisoi is coming to teach me, because really all the chatos have it in tzofen, then what is oisoi coming to teach me? It says the Gemara, bailo chedetanya, oisoi b'tzofen, the ain't sir nachshon b'tzofen. Only a regular chatos, a chatos Rashi says that comes to be mechaper for an aver in tzofen, but the sir nachshon, the sawyer that the Nesiim brought, b'yom Chanukas HaMishkan, for the first 12 days, those karbonos are not ma'akiv. Tanya, because we're into the price, v'samach yodei al reish asar, we know there's a mitzvah of smicha by the Karban Chatas. And it says, v'samach yodei al reish asar, the word asar is extra. The rabbi, sir nachshon, the smicha of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's coming to be marba, that the sir nachshon also needed smicha. You would have thought not, because it's different. But Kamash Malan, the word hasoyer, that it did. Rabbi Shimon says, L'rabbi Seiri Avodas Kechavon L'smicha. The word sar is not coming to be marbe the Seir Nachshon, but rather it's coming to be marbe the Seir Avodas Kechavon. So good, I mean, I would have thought, hey, it's Rabbi L'smicha, it's Rabbi Nami L'tzofen. So says the Gemara, you want to know what Oysa is coming to be Mayit? It's coming to be Mayit Seir Nachshon. Why would you think Seir Nachshon has it in Tzofen? The Gemara needs a reason, a positive reason, to think that Sir Nachshon should need tzafen to understand why you need a pasuk oisai to tell me that it doesn't have a din tzafen. The havamina would have been being that Rabbi Yehuda holds that v'samach yodei al reish asoyer is marbis Sir Nachshon l'smicha. So I would have thought that hoyovis rabu l'smicha is rabu nami l'tzafen. Once we're marbit v'smicha, let's be marbit v'tzafen as well. Kamash b'lap b'maskav l'ravina honich l'Rabbi Yehuda l'Rabbi Shimon ayikol b'mei. That's all good according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds that there's a din smicha by chatas nachshon. So I would have thought of the smicha by chatas nachshon. So too, the tzafen by chatas nachshon. That's why I need oisai to tell me that there's no tzafen by chatas nachshon. But according to Reb Shimon, that doesn't hold that there's a din smicha by chatas nachshon. So what's the havamina? There should be a din tzafen that I need oisai to be mine. And amalei marzul chabrei derav tavi deravina. The Gemara piles on. Ulu Rabbi Yehuda nami mi nicha. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, do you understand it? I don't think the Gemara's teretz is good according to Rabbi Yehuda either. Because just because you find
a riboy, that chatas nachshon needs smicha, that means that you would think it needs soften as well, that I need a pasuk now to tell me that it doesn't need soften? Doesn't it make sense to say, l'maydis rabbi is rabbi, l'maydis lo is rabbi, lo is rabbi? Maybe the whole riboy was only regarding smicha. Just because you see the Torah was marba chatas nachshon smicha, doesn't necessarily mean that you should be marba l'tsofen, that I need oisoy now to tell me that there's no tsof. And if you're going to tell me that, you know, maybe let's keep it simple. Maybe it's very simple. You want to know why I would have thought the chatas nachshon needs soften? Because it's a chatas. I would have thought that if a regular chatas, if you find it by the chatas yochid, by the chatas nasi, the parish of zoyus teres achatas b'mkoy mashat tishachit ha'ilot tishachit ha'chatas, that once you find this halacha, that it makes sense it should be true by the chatas nachshon as well. But the Gemara says, I see in this brisa that that's not true, because I'm keen tzmicha gufa teis b'binyan ab. Then what's this whole machloek is Rav Yudin Rav Shimon, where the chatas nachshon needs smicha, doesn't need smicha? If every chatas needs smicha, so why should this chatas be different? Eli, you have to say there's no binyan ab. Why not midayrus legamrina? Okay, not midayrus legamrina. That lo oisay, right? So in other words, so you can't tell me, says the Gemara, that oisay, that it says by chatas nasi is coming to be memayit chatas nachshon, because why would there ever be a havamina to think that chatas nachshon should be tzofen? The ikar halachas of tzofen that it says by chatas are talking about chatos that are baal chet, and chatas nachshon is not a chatas that's baal chet. And I'll prove to you that you can't necessarily learn a chatas nachshon from a regular chatas, because you see there's machlokes tanaim whether there's smicha by chatas nachshon. Now, if every chatas needs smicha, why should chatas nachshon be different? Elamai, you can't necessarily learn chatas nachshon from an ordinary chatas. By the way, if you remember in the first parak, the Gemara had a whole sugi that chatas nachshon, even though it's a chatas, but if it was brought shalei l'shma, it's kosher. Because it's not really a chatas. Doirin, who the Gemara said. So it's not a regular chatas. So if it's not a regular chatas, mehecha tesi, I should think that there's a din tzofen, that I should now need oisoy to tell me that there's no din tzofen. So the Gemara says, you're right. Velo oisoy, the word oisoy that it says by the chatas nasi is coming to my eat something else. Oisoy betzofen, the in sheichet betzofen. It's coming to tell me that the shchita itself had to be betzofen, but the sheichet didn't have to be standing mitzayif. But the Gemara says, Shoichet, I know, I agree with the halacha, but I learned it from somewhere else. But Rav Chiya, now, I learned it to the right, Rav Chiya Oymer, V'shochat oysal yerecham, Esbeach tzafoyne, Ma tamud lo Oymer, why does it say V'shochat oysal? V'shem etzinu, Oymer b'tzafen, U'mekabal b'tzafen. V'im ame b'dor mekibu b'tzafen pasul. You find by Kabbalah that if the Kohen doing the Kabbalah was standing in Dorim, and he did the Kabbalah in tzafen, it's pasul, Yochel avsekein, I would have thought Shchita the same thing. The Shchita has to be b'tzafen, so maybe the Shoichet has to be b'tzafen. Tamud lo Oymer, oysal, oysal b'tzafen, V'ein Shoichet b'tzafen. Bottom line is, the halacha is true. The sheikha doesn't have to be betzafen, but I know from somewhere else. Not from oisay that it says by the chatas nasi, but from the shochat oisay al yerecham is beach tzafayim that it says by the carbon oil. Oisay, the animal has to be betzafen, the shechita needs to be betzafen, but the sheikha doesn't have to be betzafen. So again, what's oisay by chatas nasi coming to teach me? Elo oisay betzafen ve'im ben oif betzafen. Maybe it's coming to teach me that oilas ha oif. An oif, even though it's kachi gadashim, it's either chatas or an oila, but the oif doesn't have to be betzafen. Meaning the malika doesn't need to be betzafen. Shchita needs to be betzafen. Kabbalah needs to be betzafen, but malika not. Tanya, we learned to the brayso. So yochel yehi ben oif ton tzafen. I would have thought that a ben oif needs tzafen. V'dinu, and it makes sense. Ma ben soin shalei kavalei koyin kavalei tzafen. Ma dech shchita, which lava voidehi. It's ksheir bizarre. It doesn't need koyin. It needs tzafen. Ben oif shekavalei koyin. A ben oif that doesn't need koyin. In it in sheikvalei tzafen. Tamalei maroisei. So maybe that's what oif is coming to teach me, but the Gemara says, no, it can't be what is this coming to teach me, because there's no havamina to learn malika from shchita. You just said malika is more chamer than shchita. Malika is an avoda, requires a kohen, but at the same time, malo ben tzayim shekin kavale like kli. Shchita, even though there's a kula, lava vaydehi, but it requires a kli. You need a sakin. Question, kli sharis or not? But a kli it definitely requires, as opposed to malika that didn't require a kli. Elo, oisib, it's often, you know what, oisib is coming to be b'may. Not malika, because there was no havamina to be marba ben oif. Rather, oisib, it's often, the ain pesach, it's often. What's coming to be b'may is that it requires soften, but the carbon pesach didn't need soften. Meaning there was a havamina that the carbon pesach should need tzafen, even though we're talking about oilas and chatuses, but there's a havamina that the carbon pesach should need it. Tanya, what's this havamina? Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov Oymer, Yochel yeh pesach ton tzafen v'dinu. Ma oilas shalei kavalei zman l'shchitasa kavalei tzafen. Ma dechen oilas, which has no set time when you're supposed to bring it. An oilas you bring whenever you bring. Still, there's a din tzafen. Pesach shalei kavalei zman l'shchitasa. The pesach that had to be yud dalet nisan beinu arbayim. Einu din sheik v'lo tzafen. Certainly there should be a din tzafen. Ta'amalei mer oisei. Maybe that's what oisei is coming to teach me. But the Gemara says, what? You have a havamina to learn a Pesach from an oila? Malo oila shekin kolol. Oila is much more chamer than Pesach. It's completely consumed by the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, I hear, but maybe learn a mechatos. Malachatos, shekei mechaperes al chayvi krisos. Chatos is also way more chomer than chatos, than Pesach. It's mechaper al chayvi krisos. The Gemara says, I hear me'asham. I mean, even though we didn't bring the makar to asham yet, that's tomorrow's that. But we know that asham is also kachik kadashim shechitasim mitzafim. So maybe we'll learn it from asham. But the Gemara says, malach asham shekei kachik kadashim. How can you learn Pesach from asham? Asham's kachik kadashim. Then the Gemara says, by the way, once we have that chomer mikulanami shekein kachik kedashim, you can't learn it from oila or from chatas or from asham. You can't even learn it from a tzad hashava between the three because they're all kachik kedashim. So you're telling me that you need oisai because there would have been a havamina that the carbon pesach needs soften. What would have been the havamina? Learn out pesach from oila or chatas and asham. There's no way you could learn pesach from oila, chatas and asham. That I should need a pasuk to tell me don't learn it from there. Says the Gemara. So what do we do with oisai? What do we do with oisai that it says by the Chatas Nasi? In the very beginning of the sugya, the Gemara thought, oisai that it says by Chatas Nasi is coming to exclude all the other chatois from the Din Safin. But the Gemara clarified that that's not the case. Because you have it too many times in the Torah. So that's not going to fly. So the question is, what is oisai coming to be mamai? The Gemara had five or so suggestions, but every suggestion that the Gemara attempted, the Gemara disproved. So the Gemara says, la'olam kidam mara mikar. We're going to go back to what we said earlier. We said a lot of things earlier. Which one? It's coming to teach me the chiddush that only the shechita, the animal, has to be b'tzafen, but the shechit himself doesn't have to be b'tzafen. What was the kasha? How did the Gemara knock it out? Ooh, the kasha l'chom of the Rabbi Nafka. We learned it from somewhere else. Lavs l'ma'ute shechit b'tzafen. It's true. The actual halacha that the shechit doesn't have to be b'tzafen, that I know from Rabbi Chia. But you know what? We're coming to be marba now. Ela ain't shechit b'tzafen. Abu Mikabul Bitsafen. What we're coming to tell me now from the second Rasha is Oysa Bitsafen, the Ain Shaykhit Bitsafen. I already know Ain Shaykhit Bitsafen? No. Emphasis on Shaykhit. Ain Shaykhit Bitsafen. But the Mikabul? He doesn't have to be b'tzafen. So Reb Chia taught me that the Shaykh doesn't have to be b'tzafen. This drush of Oisei right now is coming to teach me that it's only the Shaykh that doesn't have to be b'tzafen, but the Mekabel does have to be b'tzafen. But the Gemara says we had a Makar for that as well. We had that on Amud Aleph. Mekabel me v'lokach nafka. Remember, v'lokach, take the vav and the lamed, flip it around. Instead of v'lokach, vav lamed, make it lo yikach. So says the Gemara, lokach v'lokach lo mashmaleh. Obviously, this time it didn't hold, that was a good drasha. You start to move the vav and the lamed and the vav. So at the end of the day, avada, all the chatois need soften. How do I know it? I know it from the carbon oila. Isn't there a word in the parish of chatas nasi that would seem to suggest that not all chatois? What's the word? It says v'shochat oisai. Only it, not the other chatois. Oisai is coming to be mamayit, something else. What's it coming to be mamayit? It's coming to, in fact, the maskana sagamara, not be mamayit, but be marba. And tell me, in an ironic way, that the Mekabel, not Shechita, but the Mekabel himself that's doing the Kabbalah, he has to be standing b'tzafen. So just to end the daf on a light note, just two light ha'aras. That is that, so we're learning the halachas of tzafen. The Dovi is showing that the Shem Mishmul brings a dover nifla from his father, the Avinezer. So there's a halacha that kachik kadashim shechitasim b'tzafen. The ikar halacha of tzafen, it says, by the carbon oil. But the Gemara says that achatas also needs tzafen. Because b'mokim asher tishachet, ta'oila tishachet, achatas, we saw it says it four times in the Torah. You have it in Parashat Sa, by the chatas klali, twice by the chatas yachid, once by the kizba and the seira, and then you have it again by the chatas nasi. So you have this halacha that oila requires tzafen, and chatas too. How do I know chatas? I learned it from oila. Because b'mokim asher tishachet, ta'oila, Tishachet Achatas. So the Shem Mishmul says that the reason Oila requires Tzafen is because Oila, the Rambam brings in Parshas Vayikra, was Mechaper on Hirhure Yavera. Right? Oila, we know, was Mechaper on Aseh, Lav Shenitik Laseh. But the Rambam brings from a Mechilta, the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said that in addition to that, Oila is also Mechaper on Hirhure Yavera. So if someone actually did an Avera, for that you bring a Karban Chatas. But if somebody had a Machshav, you only had a Hirhure to do an Avera, you don't bring a Karban Chatas. That's what Oila is coming to be Mechaper. So he says the word Tzafen is Milosh and Tzafen. Something that's hidden. Your Hirhure am I hidden? When you do a Maisa Avera, everyone knows what you did. But if you only had a Hirhure to do an Avera, so that is something that nobody knows. Only a Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what your thoughts are. So being that Tzafen is Miloshen Tzafen, hidden, it's for that reason the Karban Oila was brought to Tzafen, because to be Meramis to this idea that this carbon is coming to be Mechaper for something Tzafen, something hidden, something that was done Behirur Halev. Zokter, I'm going to tell you a dover noir. He says, how is it possible that a person should do an aveir b'shaykik? I mean, what's pashup shot? Person, he's minding his own business. The next thing you know, he was over an aveir b'shaykik. How does a person come to do an aveir b'shaykik? Said the Sheid Mishmuel, because sometimes people have their hurim to do aveiras. Person has machshava to do an aveir. He wants to do an aveir. Sechapta mataiva, and then he overcomes it. It's wonderful. The problem is the hero that he had to do an aveir, that machshava was a machshava ra. And that machshava is going to have to take root somewhere in the world. Because that machshava can't just go to waste. So you know what happens? That machshava causes that at some point a person is going to do an aveira. He's going to do an aveira b'shoigig. In other words, without a machshava. So that now we have the combination between the machshava to do an aveira with aveira wasn't done, and the maisa aveira that was done without the machshava to do an aveira. That's its counterpart. Every machshava has to have a counterpart. So if a person has a machshava to do an aveira, there's going to be a maisa, but he didn't do a maisa, and later he doesn't want to do it. So what happens is later in a maisa aveira b'shoigig happens, so that now between the machshava to do the aveira and the maisa that was done b'shoigig, the two come together. But that means that every single carbon chatas, which was brought when somebody did an aveir b'shoigig, all began with its start. It started with someone that had a machshava to do an aveir. That means every mechayiv chatas was really once upon a time chayiv an oila. Because it only came about for him to do this aveir b'shoigig because once upon a time he had a thought to do an aveir b'mezid. And that machshava, which didn't take root at the time because the person was able to overcome his evil inclination to do something really, really horrible, but later on at some point in life, It caught up to him and it manifested itself with an avera b'shoigig. So it comes out that every chatas started with an oil. That's why the Torah emphasizes b'makim mashet tishachet ta'oila tishachet achatas. Torah doesn't just say bring the carbon chatas b'tzafen, because the yisoyin of why the chatas needs tzafen is for the same reason that the oil needs tzafen. Because you bring b'tzafen when something comes from a place that's tzafun, a place that's hidden. It comes from a place that nobody knows about other than Hashem. That makes sense for the oila. How is that true for the chatas? It's because if you would understand the source of the carbon chatas, you would realize that every chatas starts with an oila. And that's b'mokim asher tishachet ha'oila. That's the place, tishachet ha'chatas. Dover niflas. I was just thinking one sushtel, and that is that the Maral says, we know that if Edom zoyvimim, vasisim like hashazavim lasis lachem. Says Maral, what's the pshat? He says, because there's no such thing as a machshava going to waste. A person has a machshava to do good, to do bad. So we know machshava toira kodesh baruch hu mitzayif l'maisa, machshava ra ina kodesh baruch hu mitzayif l'maisa. But the bottom line is a machshava is real. And being that a machshava is real, if a person has a machshava to do something, it needs to take root somewhere. So he says, Edom zoymimim, that was zomimu, they were zoymim lasus lachim. They came now, they wanted that Reuven should have to pay money. They wanted Reuven to get malchus. They wanted Reuven to be chayiv misa. Later they found to be Edom Zoyman. So their machshava now is not going to play itself out, but the machshava can't go to waste. Their kasha zomam needs to happen somewhere. So you know what we do? We flip it back at them. Because there's no way that it should go to waste. That their zomama is going to have to end up rebounding, hitting them in the head. It's going to have to go back. Let it just go. So what? They wanted him to get Malchus. Now we know they were lying. There's no such thing. If they wanted him to get Malchus, it has to be Chal Malchus. You know where it's going to be Chal Malchus? Them. They're the ones that had the machshava. They're the ones that end up getting the Malchus. But that's the tifkeit of asisim loy kasha zomam lasas lachem. The Maral said that's why it's kasha zomam v'loy kasha ros. Why kasha zomam v'loy kasha ros? We know that if Bezdin acted upon the edus of the edim zayimim, then you don't give them kasha zomam. Doesn't make sense, right? That's the way Rashi explains the Gemara. Makis da beis kavuchaymer ma haboli sokalein esoykel haboli. Right, that's the kavuchaymer right in the beis. So what's the pshat? Well, how does it make sense? Kasha zomav like kasha rasa. Because the whole svara of vasisa like kasha zomav lasis la'achiv is that the machshava can't go to waste. In that case, it didn't go to waste. Something happened. Bezdin acted upon it. Bezdin gave him malchus. They shouldn't have. But the point is, the svara of kasha zomav doesn't apply. Being that the svara of kasha zomav doesn't apply, you're not going to have that. So the Chassam Sofer also discusses why is it that the carbon oila, why is it that the carbon chatos, kachi kadoshim shchitasim itzafen, he says a different machshava. The Chassam Sofer, again, it's part of a longer piece, but he says that tzafen is, again, miloshen tzafon, miloshen tomon, hidden. And he says that kachin kadoshim shchitasim betzofen, because the ikur kravos al Hashem hu ba'atznei aleches. That a person that's kodesh, certainly a person that's kachin kadoshim, that person has to be betzofen. The anhaga has to be in ba'atznei aleches. And he says you find that the more chashav people were, the more betznius they were. I just thought shtel tzu one. Kotzkevart, and we'll end with this, and that is that you say Shaychenad Marim veKodesh b'fiyu Sharim tisroivam nosuch svarit u'besiv tzei tzadikim tisbarach u'vilshoin chasidim tiskadash u'vikerev kedoshim tisalo. Right, we all know that. So the svarim kedoshim say, if you want, you can take a look at the Marsha in the end of the first parak of Masechtas Tainis and his Chiddush Agada says this, that Yitzchak is Rosh Tevis Yashar Tzadik Chasid Kodesh, and it describes four levels in Avodas Hashem. From lowest to highest. So Yashar, then Tzadik is a higher Madrega. Chassid is even a higher Madrega than that. And Kaddish is the highest Madrega. So you say, B'fi Yisharim Tisroima, U'v'tziv Tzei Tzadikim Tisbarach, U'v'l'shoin Chassidim Tiskaddish, U'v'kerif Kedoshim Tisal. We're describing four levels. Yashar, Tzadik, Chassid, Kaddish. I once saw, I think it's a Kotzgevart, but the Yashar is B'fi Yisharim Tisroima. He's Meroimim Hashem B'fi, with his entire mouth. The tzaddik, who's one level higher, ubesifse tzaddikim. It's not with his entire mouth. You don't hear him. It's just the sifse, his lips. His lips are moving. Ubilshoin chasidim. The chasid that's on a higher level, it's only with his tongue. You don't even see his lips moving. And the kaddish, who's the highest level, ubekerev kedoshim, doesn't even make it up there. It's all inside. It's all in his kishkes. You meet him, you don't even know. You think he's a pasha deyid, but it's all his kishkes. I saw in the Oiris Chassam Sofer on the bottom of this piece, you bring from one of the Chassam Sofer's Enochlach, who says that people remarked that when they saw our Zayd Reb Kivega, right? Enochlach from Kivega, he said when they saw the Zayd Reb Kivega, he said the pasha deyid that met Reb Kivega had no idea who Reb Kivega was. He said you had to be from the Yoide Dover to have been impressed with Reb Kivega had you met him. He said he was someone that you recognized as godless if you were someone that was attuned to it. But if you were a Pashto Yid and you were not amazing in being able to see godless Adam, you would not have noticed any godless when you saw Reb Kivega. Reb Kivega was Bekerev Kedoshim Tisal. He, with all his greatness, and we all know how great Reb Kivega was, but it was all Bekerev Kedoshim. It was all inside of him. Unbelievable. But Al Kapanim said, Yashar is Befi Yashar Tisraimam. The Tzadik is Besivtei Tzadikim. The Chassid is B'lshon Chassidim. The Kadosh, he's the highest Madrega. It's Bekerev Kedoshim Tesalo. That's Kachi Kedoshim. Bekerev Kedoshim Tesalo. Kachi Kedoshim. Shchitasim Mitzvah.